Amazon defrauded, $3 million plus trailer scheme unravels. A Connecticut man has pleaded guilty to wire fraud in connection with a scheme to defraud Amazon by making false claims for trailer movements that didn't actually take place. The scheme, which began in December 2019 and continued through early 2021, involved Nasir, the principal of Pack Express Transport, a company registered in Connecticut in 2019. This elaborate scheme allowed Nasir to submit false invoices to Amazon Logistics, claiming he had made middle-mile transportation that he had not actually completed. The indictment alleges that Nasir devised and intended to devise a scheme to obtain money and property through fraudulent pretenses, resulting in losses of over $3 million for the company. The case highlights the importance of security measures in place to prevent such scams. Amazon Relay's geofence capability is designed to detect suspicious activity, but Nasir managed to evade this by using a manual override to misrepresent completed trailer movements. This allowed him to continue submitting false invoices and collecting payment. Nasir set up 23 trucking companies that registered with Amazon Logistics, including Pack Express, which was one of the companies he used to submit false claims. He also misappropriated identifying information from other transportation companies, using this to create fake accounts. The use of stolen identifying information by Nasir raises concerns about the security of online registration systems. It is essential that these systems are regularly updated and monitored to prevent such scams in the future. Despite his efforts to evade detection, Nasir was eventually caught and charged with wire fraud. His guilty plea has resulted in a restitution payment of $3,547,090.93, which he must pay as part of his sentence. The fact that Nasir successfully pulled off this scam over 1,000 times highlights the need for increased vigilance and security measures in the transportation industry. It is essential that companies like Amazon Logistics take proactive steps to prevent such scams and protect themselves from financial losses. Nasir faces a maximum sentence of 20 years for his crimes, with sentencing set for May 29. He was released on $300,000 bond pending his sentencing. The guilty plea marks the end of an elaborate scheme that has resulted in significant financial losses for Amazon Logistics. The case serves as a reminder that even the most sophisticated schemes can be uncovered through diligent investigation and enforcement. It also highlights the importance of holding individuals accountable for their actions and ensuring that they face consequences for their crimes. As the transportation industry continues to evolve, it is essential that companies like Amazon Logistics remain vigilant and proactive in preventing scams like this one. By doing so, they can protect themselves from financial losses and maintain the trust of their customers.